The third evidence that I want to point out here from chapter 13 is that it is evidence for whether love is operating in our lives. What do I mean? If you really want to know how you're doing in terms of operating in this agape love, I want you to insert your name between verses 4, 5, and 6, wherever the word love appears. Okay? Now, I'm going to read it, and I'll go ahead and insert my name, but don't judge me. I want you to judge yourself. I want you to look at this verse, and I want you to read it as if your name were in the place of the word love. So verse 4. Gary is patient. I'm already feeling your judgment. I'm sorry. Gary is kind. Gary does not envy. He does not boast. He is not proud. He is not rude. He is not self-seeking. He is not easily angered. He keeps no record of wrongs. Gary does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. He always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. How'd you do? There's one lady who's honest right there. Yeah, it's hard when you put yourself in this passage. How patient are you? How kind are you? Do you envy other people? Do you boast a little bit? Are you proud? How about being rude? Are you self-seeking? Are you easily angered? Oh, how about this one? You keep no record of wrongs, do you? Now, when I do a wedding ceremony and I'm reading through this passage, I stop right there. And I look in the couple's eyes and I say, all right now, I know you two feel like you're never going to have a fight. And you guys always finish each other's sentences. And you feed each other at restaurants. It's so precious. You know, and I don't say all that, but I'm thinking all that, you know. Here's what I do say. Here's what I do say. I say, you're going to get to a point in your life where you're going to hold on. You're going to keep record of wrongs. Don't do that. Don't do that.